Amen. We'd like to welcome all of you to our online broadcast. Amen. We know that situation that's going on in life now, this pandemic, has caused us to do worship in a different manner. But we thank God that we still have an opportunity to worship. So we thank all of you for joining in with us on this morning. You could have been watching anybody this morning because just about everybody is broadcasting online. But we're so glad, wherever you are, we're so glad that you joined us on this morning. Amen. We might be shut in, but we're not shut out. Aren't you glad that because of technology that God has given us a means to come together and still continue in worship? Amen. When a lot of this technology first came out, there are many people, including preachers, that was demonizing technology. But aren't you glad, and many of them are glad right now for the technology that we have. So we want to take a moment just before we, amen, get into the word. We want all of you that are on Facebook, all of you that are on Facebook, to please share right now. Let somebody know that you are online. So share your posts with them so others can join us. We're so glad for all of you. We made provisions for our seniors who are not privy to social media, Facebook, and getting online. So we made it easy for you. So we set up a conference call. So we're glad to have all of our seniors that are joining us via the conference line. And we wanted you all to take a moment, if you have not already, we want you all to take a moment to mute your phones so everybody be able to hear the word together. Amen. And y'all stay tuned. Amen. In just a few minutes, we're going to bring a word, and there is a word from the Lord for you on this morning. Amen. So we hope and pray that all of you are resting, not only physically, but resting mentally and resting in the fact that the God we serve will take care of you. I want to say that again. We want all of you to rest, amen, physically, but also rest your minds, put your minds at ease, because, again, we want you to know that the God we serve will take care of you. Amen. In times like these, you need to be confident in that and confident in knowing that you serve a God with the ability to take care of you. Amen. That's why we ain't gonna panic. That's why we ain't gonna lose hope. That's why we ain't gonna lose sleep. We ain't gonna pull our hair out, because we know with assurance that the God we serve will take care of us. Amen. For the Bible says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I want to take just a few moments to share a few announcements with you just before we get into the word on this morning. Just a reminder, I don't think we need to say this, but for those of you that are wondering if we have any services scheduled in the near future, anytime in the near future, we want you all to assume until further notice that all services are canceled until further notice. Amen. The church is closed and all church services are canceled until further notice. Amen. We are people of faith. But we don't believe in being foolish. We're not panicking, but we're taking every precaution to make sure that we are following government guidelines, amen, and we're looking out for the people of God. So until further notice, all of our services, all of our church services, worship services are canceled. We want to remind you all to please continue to look out for each other, check on each other, especially our seniors. Make sure that they are okay and have everything they need. Call your family, your friends, the elderly, anybody that you can get in touch with. Make sure they are all right. To our members, we want you to remain connected with us via email and social media and all of the services that we are providing, amen, via conference calls. We also have the Zoom app available for us, and that we have been utilizing to teach classes and give further instructions, because we want you all to remain connected with us. So please make sure you check your emails regularly for upcoming classes and teachings that you may join in and participate with us. We also want you to know that this is for the members of Faith Temple number 2, and those of you that like to join in, we know that these are times that we need to be praying. During this pandemic, we don't want to forget to pray. So we will continue to have our prayer times on Thursday. We'll have noonday prayer at 12 o'clock noon, as well as 7:30 p.m. prayer via conference call. The information is on the screen. If you don't have that information, you may contact our church clerk or contact Deacon Martin for the conference call line number. We know many of you joined in with us on last Thursday, so we thank God for all of you that have a mind to pray. Amen. Lastly, we appreciate all of you that even though this is a crisis, we want all of your needs to be met, and we want all of the church's needs to be met. So we want to thank all of you for your financial support, and there have been many have been calling, asking if they can mail in their financial support. So we want you all to know that we have several modes of opportunities for you in which you can give. One being you can mail in your gifts to our mailing address or our post office box. You can also give safely and securely if you have an Android, iPhone. You can use our Giblify app to do that as well. But by all means, we're asking everybody to please support us with your giving. We appreciate you again for your giving. Again, we want your needs to be met as well as the church's needs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now let's get ready. And you can also use Cash App as well. That information is on your screen as well. Well, let's get ready for a word from the Lord. Amen. How many of y'all are ready to hear a word from the Lord? So we're going to ask all of you now to get your Bibles, get your families, draw them in to the screen, draw them in to your phone line, amen, whatever mode of connecting with us that you're using today, draw your family in, for there is a word from the Lord on this morning, amen. Going to ask you all to get your Bibles and open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 8, Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Amen. I'm going to give you a moment or two that you might get your Bible so you can read along with us, follow along with us, get your pens and pads, write notes. Amen. But stay with us. Amen. Even though you're not in the sanctuary, amen, y'all can say amen right there from the comfort of your home. Amen. Again, you are connected to the broadcast of Faith Temple number 2 in Capitol Heights, Maryland. Amen. Matthew chapter 8. Y'all got your Bibles? Y'all ready for the word? Amen. Matthew chapter 8. We're going to begin reading at verse 1. Matthew chapter 8, beginning reading at verse 1. The word of the Lord reads as such. When Jesus was come down from the mountain, the Bible says that great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper. Come on, what does this leper do? Y'all, come on, y'all read it with me. There came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Verse 3 says, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, I want to be thou clean. And the Bible says, immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Verse 4 reads, and Jesus said to him, see that you tell no man, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded you for a testimony unto them. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we give you praise for this preaching moment. God, as we go into this preaching moment, I willfully decrease, and I ask you and you alone to increase. Hide me behind the cross of Calvary to the point that Levon is no longer seen, but only you are exalted and glorified. Lord, all I ask you to do is have your way, all of you and none of me. Speak, Lord, thy servants hear. We ask you these things in the name of Jesus the Christ, and for his sake, let all the people of God say amen. Verse 2 again says, and behold, there came a leper, and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you want to, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hands, touched him, and said, I will be thou clean. Just for a few minutes, I want to talk to you from the subject, Jesus can clean it up. I want to say that again, Jesus can clean it up. If you're watching on the screen, amen, if you're looking on the screen, Jesus can clean it up. I want to say that, y'all say that with me so I'll make sure you got it. Jesus can clean it up. To those of you that hear me on this morning, every now and then, things happen in our lives that makes a mess in our lives, and the mess that is made needs to be cleaned up. I want to say that again. Every now and then throughout our lives, there are messes that are made in our lives, and the mess that is made in our lives need to be cleaned up. Sometimes the mess that is made is through no fault of our own. Then at other times, the mess that is made is totally your fault. Do I have any witnesses out there today? In the midst, sometimes there are messes that are made in our lives that ain't your fault. And other times there are messes made in your life that is your fault. But it really doesn't matter which way the mess happened. The thing we know, the fact of the matter is that the mess needs to be cleaned up. Can somebody say amen with me right there? Just recently, I was in my kitchen cooking. Amen. I do cook. Amen. For those of you that don't know, I was in my kitchen cooking not too long ago, and I was being very careful as I normally am and normally try to be. But in all of my care, I accidentally made a mess all by myself. And in order to keep that mess from affecting the whole house, I had to clean up that mess because I couldn't leave it there, because a mess that's not cleaned up will mess up everybody. Lord have mercy, I better stay on track. It'll mess up everybody around you. Amen. I know my wife is going to give it, but last night I walked into the kitchen. My wife was doing some cooking, doing some things in the kitchen last night. And when I walked in the kitchen, she had the broom and the dustpan, and she was sweeping some stuff. I said, I hear you, Jesus. I said, what's going on, honey? She said, I just made a mess, and I had to clean it up. So every now and then, you make a mess, but the mess that is made needs to be cleaned up. This reminds me not to just a few years ago when I was in high school. I'm a lot older than a lot of y'all think. But a few years ago when I was in high school, I worked in a grocery store by the name of Piggly Wiggly. Amen. The grocery store's name was Piggly Wiggly. And every now and then, people would come into the grocery store and they would make a mess in the aisle. And even though I didn't make the mess, every now and then I will be called on to clean up the mess, because anytime a mess is made, the mess need to be cleaned up. Lord have mercy, I really feel like preaching that right there, but I got to move on. I got a long way to go. But every mess that is made need to be cleaned up. This reminds me of what Jesus did for us throughout all of our lives. Y'all might not want to admit it, but every single one of us have made some messes in our lives that Jesus had to clean. Come on, do I have any real saints out there that's listening to me this morning? Every single one of us have made messes in our lives, but Jesus had to step in and clean those messes up for us. Some of the messes that was made, we made it ourselves. And some other messes some folk made for you. But the good news is, no matter who made up the mess, Jesus stepped in and cleaned the mess up. Do I have any witnesses out there? Amen. I do believe that I have some people listening to me under the sound of my voice right now that found out that Jesus the Christ is the master at cleaning things up for you. Do I have anybody that know beyond a shadow of a doubt, and you know from experience, that Jesus is the master at cleaning up messes for us? I know some of y'all don't want to admit it, but Jesus is the master of cleaning things up for you. If you would be honest with us today, you'd have to admit that you wouldn't be where you are today if God hadn't cleaned some mess up for you. Amen. Try to get a real good amen right there. You wouldn't be where you are right now if God had not cleaned up some mess for you. You wouldn't have come as far as you have come if God had not cleaned some messes up for you. Amen. Some of you all, amen, y'all might not get real with me now, but some of you would be on skid row right now had God not cleaned some stuff up for you. There are some of you listening to me right now, you would be in a cell, in a jail cell, 6 foot, or however big it is, you would be in a 6 foot jail cell if God had not come and cleaned some stuff up for you. There were some of you listening to me right now that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if God had not stepped in and cleaned some stuff up for you, you would have gone cuckoo crazy and be sitting somewhere in a mental ward right now. But the God you serve stepped in and cleaned. So do I have any witness? Matter of fact, some of y'all right now, listen to me right now, you'll be somewhere sitting or sleeping in a very cold grave, but the good God that we serve stepped in and cleaned. Do I have anybody that know and realize that God has cleaned some stuff up for me? Amen. I thank God he cleaned some stuff up. I wouldn't be where I, matter of fact, I wouldn't be standing in this pulpit preaching to you right now if God had not cleaned some stuff up for me. Listen, if you would be honest, if we had time to testify, there are some of you right now that could stand up right now and say, you know what? I was messed up. I was jacked up. I was tore up from the floor, but God came in and cleaned some mess up for me. Let's go on, because I got to hasten on. I got a long way to go. In our text, Jesus, y'all stay with me, please. Y'all, please stay with me. Jesus, as he always is, he is on the move again. Lord have mercy. Let me say it again. Jesus, in the text, as he always is, he is on the move again. And what excites me about Jesus is knowing, y'all stay with me, please, don't miss this. This is a very critical word for you today. And this is what excites me about Jesus is knowing that through every situation, whether you see it or not, Jesus is always moving and doing something behind the scenes. I think I want to stop and say that again. Jesus, as he always is, in the midst of every situation, whether you see him or not, I want somebody to know that Jesus is always doing something behind. That's a good shouting point right there. Just to know that even when you don't see God, he is always working behind the scenes. Do I have anybody that believe that even in the midst of this pandemic, that the God you serve is somewhere behind the scenes working things out for you? He is always moving and doing something behind the scenes. And I want to again assure every one of you that's listening to me this morning that even during this pandemic and even during this problematic time, I want you to know that God is moving and God is up to something even right now. Lord have mercy. I'm trying to stay calm and cool, but I want somebody to know that even right now that God is up to something and God is doing something even behind the scenes right now. You might not be aware of it. You might not see it, but I want you to rest assured in knowing that God is working. Y'all stay with me here. I want you all to know that God is working some stuff out for you even right now. I think I just want to stop and say that one more time. I came to tell somebody that's watching me on this telecast, you don't have to worry. You don't have to pull your hair out. You don't have to lose another night's sleep. I want to tell somebody that's listening to me right now that the God you serve is working behind the scenes and he's working some things out even for you right now. Lord have mercy. I think this is a good time to encourage everybody in your house. If you got anybody in your house listening to me or watching me on this telecast right now, I think this is a good time to encourage them and tell them that God is moving and working things out for us right now. Come on, look at somebody and tell them right now in your house, tell them God is moving and God is working some things out for us right now. Amen. See, when you're sitting at home looking at all this bad news, looking at all the projections and looking at what's going on, baby, it'll cause you to lose hope. But I came here to prophesy and tell to somebody on this morning that God is working some things out for you even right now. Lord have mercy. My goodness. See, some of y'all worry about stuff, but the stuff you worried about, you ain't got to worry about. God is freezing some student loans. God is stopping some evictions. God is stopping some turnoff notices. Matter of fact, God is reducing somebody's finances. God is reducing somebody's mortgage. God is working things out for us right now. Let me move on. I got to move on. So now in the text, Jesus, y'all stay with me, Now in the text, Jesus is coming off the mountain. He's coming off the mountain after he told his disciples, his followers on the mountain. Lord have mercy, I can't stop there. Jesus was on the mountain, and when he was on the mountain, he told his disciples when they were on the mountain, he told them, don't worry. Lord have mercy. I just want to reiterate it to you again. As I told you all last week, I want to tell somebody again, don't you worry. I know this is a tough time for a lot of us, most of us, if not all of us, but I want to assure the people of God that God don't want you to worry. So Jesus is coming down off the mountain after he told them, don't worry. See, you ain't got to worry. Matthew 6, he told them, don't worry. You don't have to worry because, listen, we know that our God is still in charge. Lord have mercy. That's a shouting point right there. I want to tell somebody that the reason you don't have to worry is because God is still in charge. I know there are other people that think they're in charge right now, but in spite of what anybody says, I want you to know that our God is still in charge. Now Jesus in the text, I got to hurry on, my time is really rolling. And now Jesus in the text, he is about to show the multitude. He is about to show, y'all stay with me, this is going to be a relevant word for you. Jesus is about to show the multitude and this leper why they don't have to worry. Lord have mercy. This is real good to me right here. Jesus getting ready to show them. He's getting ready to show this great big old multitude. And he's even going to show this leper why they don't have to worry. See, when you, y'all assume, I just need to drop this in. See, when you got Jesus, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Lord have mercy. Somebody should have said amen with me right there. Well, as long as you got Jesus, you ain't got nothing to worry about. So let me move on. Here it is. Jesus was about to show them why they didn't have to worry. See, when you got Jesus, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Jesus was about to show his power. Watch this now. Don't y'all miss it. Y'all stay with me. Jesus was about to show them the power he has. Y'all stay with me. Over a disease that most people worried about and most people feared in that day. Yo, God, leprosy, y'all stay with me. Jesus was about to show them that he has power over the disease that everybody was scared of in that day, the disease called leprosy. Stay with me now. Jesus is now coming down off the mountain, and he was met by a man that was in a crisis. Y'all stay with me. He was met by a man that was in a crisis, and this man had a need. And the good part about this situation with this man in the crisis and this man that had a need, the good part about it was that Jesus was ready, willing, and able to meet his need. I want to say that one more time. The good part about it is not that this man had a need, but the good part about this was even though this man had a need, the God he served, the God we serve, he was ready, willing, and able to meet this man's need. And I just want to assure somebody under the sound of my voice, some of you are worried about the basic necessities of life, but I want you to know that you serve a God that is ready, willing, and able to meet your need. I want to say that one more time. That's why you ain't got to worry, because you serve a God that is ready, willing, and able to meet every single one of your needs. So Jesus met this man and met all of his need. Now, and when Jesus came down, y'all stay with me. When Jesus came down off the mountain, this man, the man that meets him, whoo, Lord have mercy. When Jesus came off the mountain, the man that meets him, because of the disease he had, he was supposed to be in isolation. Y'all stay with me. This man was supposed to be in isolation because he had leprosy. He was supposed to be self-quarantining, like some of y'all supposed to be doing, but you ain't doing. Supposed to be self-quarantining. If you know anything about the disease called corona, I mean leprosy. If you know anything about that disease, you know that you're not supposed to be in a public setting if you had the disease called leprosy. And amen, or corona, like amen. Let me move on. You're not supposed to come into contact with people because this disease is considered very dangerous and highly, do that sound familiar? Supposed to be very dangerous and highly contagious. But what is so amazing is he's supposed to be quarantined, and he intentionally ignores it. And when the crowd sees him, y'all stay with me, when the crowd sees him, they should have been practicing social distancing. Oh, Lord. But for some reason, they didn't practice social distancing, even though this infected man came in their midst. So now Jesus got to step in and put a stop to this before things start spreading and everybody start dying around them. But what I am glad about is that this man's disease did not alarm Jesus. This man's disease did not scare Jesus. This man's disease did not frighten Jesus. But Jesus was ready to handle this. That's why this disease didn't frighten Jesus, because Jesus can handle this. And I just want to stop and tell somebody under the sound of my voice, everybody is up in arms about corona, and we should be precautious. But I want you all to know that the corona is no match for God. I want you all to know that our God can handle this. Lord have mercy. Even when everybody around us is worried about corona, in which we should be concerned about it, but not worried to the point that we are paralyzed, because I want somebody to know that Jesus can handle. Matter of fact, you ought to look at your neighbor again in your house and look at your family member and tell them Jesus can handle this. Come on, y'all tell somebody around you that Jesus can handle this. We know that our scientists, they're scrambling. I got to hurry on. My time is running. We know that the scientists right now, they're scrambling, trying to figure out how to cure this thing called coronas. And we know it's been told to us that it could be months, if not longer, before a cure is made for this disease. But I want you all to know that in spite of what scientists say, Jesus still can handle this. When the scientists don't know, and the president want to make you think he knows what's going on, I want you all to know that in spite of what anybody knows or don't know, our God can handle this. Let me move on. I got to finish this. So now in the text, Jesus steps in. He steps in. I may have to cut across the field because my time is real. I know y'all saying y'all ain't got nowhere to go, but I need to get up out of here. Amen. But now in the text, Jesus steps in. Jesus steps in and he cleans things up for this leper. Jesus steps in, cleans things up for this leper. Long story short, the leper approached Jesus, worshiped Jesus, saying, "Lord, if you want to, you can make me clean." Jesus turned around, looked at him, touched him, said, "I want to be clean." Long story short, now, and the Bible said immediately his leprosy was made clean. So now this leper has totally disregarded his quarantine mandate to get to Jesus, which led to his healing. And that leads me to my first point. I got 3 points. We're getting up out of here. 3 points. We're getting up out of here. Again, I may have to cut across the field because my time is just about gone. But 3 things I want to tell you about this leper and Jesus. 3 things I want to tell you. First thing I want to tell you about what this leper did. This leper, he went to Jesus. He went to Christ for the cure. I'm going to say that again. First thing this leper did was he went to Christ for the cure. That's what I love about this leper. Even though he was in a crisis, even though he had a condition, he didn't let his condition or his crisis keep him from Christ. Lord have mercy. I need to say that again. This leper didn't let his condition, nor did he let his crisis keep him from Christ. I just want to stop and tell y'all that they may be able to keep you from church, but they cannot keep you from Christ. And I want everybody to know, I want to say this, and I want to say this loud and clear, because at times like this, the world don't want to hear nothing about Jesus, but I want to cut across the field and say this, that Jesus is still the answer for every problem that you might have. I want to say that one more time. Yeah, I don't care if you don't want to hear it. I don't care who wants to hear it or who try to ignore it. I want you to know that Jesus the Christ, he is still the answer. Jesus the Christ, he is still the cure for every single situation that's going on in your life. I got to cut across the field. So number one, he went to Christ for the cure. Number two, I told y'all I'm cutting across the field. Number two, not only did he go to Christ for the cure, y'all stay with me. Secondarily, y'all know if y'all can handle this, he went to Christ for the cure, first of all, but secondarily, he worshiped Christ in the crisis. Lord have mercy. That's the second thing this leper can teach us. He worshiped Christ in the crisis. That's what I love about this leper. In spite of his personal crisis, he had enough sense to keep on worshiping God. Lord have mercy. Somebody ought to give God a praise right there. He had enough sense to keep on worshiping God. He didn't wait until after the crisis was over, but right smack dab in the middle of this crisis, this leper had enough nerve to worship God. And I just wonder, if I got anybody under the sound of my voice, you might be shut in, but you ain't shut out. You might be in your house, but you ain't shut in. I came to tell somebody that right in the middle of this crisis, we still can worship our God. Let me say this. Anytime you can worship God in the middle of a crisis, it is evident. It's an evident sign that you trust him in spite of your crisis. I wonder if I got anybody under the sound of my voice that say you are in a crisis, but you trust God enough to give God worship right in the middle of your crisis. I wonder if I got anybody that have made up your mind that in spite of this crisis, I'm still going to worship my God. In spite of this crisis, I'm still going to lift up my hand. In spite of this crisis, I'm still going to open up my mouth and give my God praise. This crisis cannot stop my praise. So, and you know what? The reason that we can still worship God in the middle of a crisis is because we know that God has still been good to us. Do I have anybody that's listening to me this morning that can say and testify that God has been good? He woke you up this morning. He started you on another day. You got a roof over your head. You got the activities of your limb. God has been good to you. So you can still praise him in the middle of a crisis. So now again, lastly, this leper went to Christ for the cure. Y'all stay with me, I'm just about finished. He went to Christ for the cure. He worshiped Christ in the crisis. But lastly, I don't know if y'all gonna be able to handle this, but lastly, after he went to Christ for the cure, after he worshiped Christ in the crisis, the text lets us know, verse 4, Jesus told him, now what I want you to do, I want you to go show yourself to the priest. Y'all ain't gonna be able to handle this. So the third thing that happened after with this leper is he went to church after the cure. I told y'all weren't gonna be able to handle this. This leper went to church after the cure. I'm gonna say that one more time. This leper went to church after the cure. I appreciate Jesus telling him to go to church after the crisis. And y'all stay with me here. I'm getting ready to make a turn here. I appreciate Jesus telling this leper to go to church after the crisis and go to church after the cure. But what I want to take a moment and highlight here, y'all stay with me. I want to take a moment and highlight here what this leper did in the crisis and before the cure. Lord have mercy. I want to show y'all what this leper did in the crisis and before the cure and even before he went to church. Lord have mercy. Y'all stay with me. I want to show you all what this leper did in the crisis, before the cure, and even before he went to church. I want you all to know that I celebrate this leper because when this man worshiped Jesus, y'all stay with me. When this leper worshiped Jesus, when Jesus came down that mountain and this leper worshiped him, I want you all to know that this leper was not in a church building when he worshiped God. Y'all ain't ready for that. He was not in a church building when he worshiped God. He didn't need to be in church to give God praise. He didn't need to be in church to worship God. He went to church after the cure, but y'all ain't gonna be able to handle it. He went to church after the cure, but he had church outside the church, amen, even before the cure. I just stopped by here this morning just to tell somebody, I don't believe that anything takes the place of us worshiping God together in a sanctuary, but I want you all to know that we are in a season that God wants all of us to realize that the church is not in this building, but the church is everywhere Jesus and you. Do I have anybody that knows that the church is not in this building, but wherever I am, if Jesus is with me, that's where church is? I want you all to know that I ain't got to be in church to give God praise. I ain't got to be in church to lift up my hand. I don't have to be in church to open up my mouth and let God know how much I love him. Y'all excuse me, but I can give God praise right in my living room. I can give God praise in my bedroom. I can give God praise in my bathroom. I can give God praise in my back. Do I have anybody under the sound of my voice that you made up your mind that even though you can't get to the sanctuary, you ain't gonna let that stop you from giving? Do I have anybody that still believe in open up your mouth? Do I have anybody that still gonna lift up your hand? Do I have anybody that still gonna give your God? Matter of fact, I praise God more at home than I do. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I praise God more at home than I do in church. I praise God more in my living room than I do in the house of God. I praise God more in my house than I do in. Do I have anybody that believe in giving God praise? Matter of fact, you ought to stop right now and look at your family and say, we're going to give God praise. God has been good to all. Lord have mercy. God has been good to all of us, and he is what. Matter of fact, only thing I need is a right mind, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my very soul cries out. Do I have anybody that don't mind giving God praise? Do I have anybody that believe in praising God? You ain't got to be in God's house. You can praise him right in your house. Lord have mercy. I want y'all to know that wherever Jesus is, that's where church is. Church ain't in this building. Church is wherever you and Jesus is. Now, as I close, I just stopped by to tell somebody, just stopped by to tell you that Jesus can clean it up. He can clean it up. It doesn't matter what kind of mess your life is in. It doesn't matter what kind of mess you found yourself in. I want you to know that Jesus can clean it up. I don't care how dirty you have become. I don't care how dirty life have made you. I don't care how dirty, stained your life is as a result of what you have been through. I still came out here this morning, and I feel something pushing me in the back. I still came out here this morning to tell somebody that Jesus the Christ can clean you up. And I want you all to know that there cannot be, oh God, y'all ain't gonna be able to handle this. There cannot be any cleansing without Calvary. I want you all to know that it was one day on a cross called Calvary where Jesus the Christ, he hung, bled, and died. They put nails in his hand, put nails in his feet. They put a spear in his side. They whipped him all night long. He's laid on that cross. He hung on that cross from the sixth to the ninth hour. He hung his head and he died. But the good part about it is 3 days later, after they put Jesus in that grave, he got up out of the grave just so he could cure me and you. So what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I just stopped by here this morning just to tell somebody under the sound of my voice that Jesus can clean this. I want to say this one more time. I want to say this again, because there are some of you under the sound of my voice that feels, and the devil has convinced you, that you are too dirty for Jesus to clean. And I want you to know that the devil is a liar. I don't care how dirty you are. Jesus shed his blood just to cleanse you of every one of your sins. You're not too dirty for Jesus to clean. You don't have too much going on in your life that Jesus can't clean it up. Again, I want to tell you, as we get ready to close this broadcast, that Jesus can clean it up. Father, I thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for this opportunity to bring your word to your people. God, I pray that if there is anyone under the sound of my voice that's wrestling with the notion and have believed and been convinced that you can't clean them, I pray, oh God, right now that you will reach them even now and let them know Father, we pray for this nation. We pray for this world. We pray for everyone that has been affected by this pandemic. And God, we pray now in the mighty, matchless, marvelous, magnificent name of Jesus the Christ that you will bring healing to this nation. Your word said if your people who are called by your name, if we would humble ourselves and pray, seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, you said in your word that you would hear from heaven, you'll forgive their sins, and you will heal the land. God, we repent of all of our sins. We turn from our wickedness. God, we humble ourselves, seek you in prayer. We ask that you, with your awesome power, will heal this nation. If your blood can cleanse of sin, we know your blood can heal even this pandemic. Father, we pray for comfort even for those who have lost loved ones as a result of this pandemic. But God, we still know that you are able. In Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Let everybody say amen. Now take a moment again, all of you that are listening to me, watching me, look at somebody in your house. Tell them Jesus can clean it up. He can clean it up. And I want to challenge you, if you don't know Jesus right now, if you're listening to me, if you were scrolling by Facebook and happen to stop here to hear this word, we want to challenge you right now to give your life to Jesus. If you're not saved, not saved, never ask Christ to come into your heart. Never ask Christ to forgive you of your sin. This is a good opportunity. This is a good time. This is a good day. What better day than today for you to give your life to Jesus? I wouldn't put it off another day. Do you not know? See, we're worried about Corona. But listen, all of us can be dead and gone by tomorrow. And Corona don't have anything, it won't have to necessarily have anything to do with it. I want you to know that this is an opportunity that God has given you to get your life right with him. So if you're not saved, ask Jesus to come into your heart. Ask him to forgive you of your sins and come into your heart and change you. And I promise you right now, in spite of what you've ever done, where you've ever been in your life, Jesus can clean you up. Matter of fact, he did it for me. There are people all over the world. If you could see them, if you could talk to them, they could tell you right now, it doesn't matter what situation you find yourself in, our God can clean you up. May the Lord bless you. Again, we thank you for joining us in this telecast. I'm Bishop LaVon Hughes, Faith Temple number 2, Capitol Heights, Maryland. If the Lord should delay his coming and we are yet banned again to come together in the sanctuary, we'll see you the same time next week. But until then, don't worry. Our God can claim this. God bless you as you go with God.
Things work together for my good, and I know that all things work together for my good. Help me say,
and I know hey. That all things work together for my good.
You know, for my good. things work together for my good. And I know that all things work together for my good. Together for my good.